Hello, Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannis. Thank you for joining me. I'm so glad you are listening. It's a beautiful day here in Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you're having a good day. How are you feeling? How is your loved one, your friend, feeling? Everybody doing okay? I'm doing okay. Hanging in there. Feel like I'm running. I haven't caught COVID yet. It's freaking out over here still. Sounds like the numbers are going down, so that's good. Praying for everybody out there who has a friend or a loved one, or maybe even themselves, their immediate family, their household, going through that. It's a crazy world, that's for sure. I'm thinking of you all. And if this is the first time you're listening to Hello Cancer Friends, this is a friendly podcast for you, for me, for anybody looking to have a listen to maybe what other people are going through that have been touched by cancer. It's a place to share your story. So if you're interested in something like that, go to my website. It's HelloCancerFriends.com. Got all sorts of goodies on there. You can listen to past episodes. There's a little information about me. My photo on there, I will say, is I look really good. I had lost a lot of weight, not knowing I had stage 3 inoperable pancreatic cancer. Felt like crap, but that was the last professional headshot I had for my business that I used to be very, very, very active in. Yeah, you'd get a kick out of that. If you look at that and then you see me on Zoom, you'll be like, who are you? I'm kind of like a sweatpants lady now. I'm enjoying the stress-free living. Okay, let me rephrase that. Full disclosure, I am working and striving to have stress-free living. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. It's kind of simple. I just, as I go along in life, I try to make choices to eliminate stress in my life. I really feel that it is extremely important for me to have as little stress as possible. I'm not trying to sound like a princess. I mean, I feel physical wear and tear on my body if I am completely stressed out. I really don't think it is good for me. I don't think it's good for anybody, but I'm not about to tell everybody how to live their lives because I've lived under stress and pressure for many years. I'm not judging. Not going to go there. So for me, stress-free living, that's the way to go. So speaking of stress, tomorrow I have my CAT scan. I went back on my chart. I was trying to count how many CAT scans I've had since my diagnosis, and I think I'm at around 15. So tomorrow would be my 16th CAT scan. Holy crap. That's a lot of scans over 2 years. And so, we're not going to check out Dr. Google to see how many scans it takes before something goes crazy or you start glowing. But I don't really have a choice, and we're going to go for it. We're going to get that scan tomorrow and see how things are looking. I've been stable for quite some time now. I am very, very lucky. So yeah, stress-free living. I've been having some problems with that lately. The last few weeks, I've been kind of flipping out. I'm trying to make my stress-free choices, and sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes the choices are impossible. Also on my website, I do have a blog. I wrote a little bit about this yesterday. You know, I'm just kind of struggling. I kind of went down a rabbit hole, had a tough time coming out of it. You know, it started with, you know, the constant feeling of living in cancer purgatory. Like, what is happening? Of course, I'm grateful I'm still here. I was told that I would survive months, not years, when I was diagnosed. And so to be here over 2 years later, I know how lucky I am. At the same time, I wish I knew what my future was going to look like. I feel like, am I putting things on hold? Wondering what's going to happen to me? Have you guys ever felt like that? It's weird. It's hard to explain. But then I just started thinking, you know, I miss my old life. I've never gone there to this point. I have not gone there ever before. But I guess I was just looking for some sort of normalcy and started to feel sorry for myself and pretty much freaked out. Sucked, but it happened. So I rely on my friends and my family to pull me out of it. And sure enough, talking to my sister today, my end-of-life coach, my sister Melanie, and we were talking away, and she said one word that just like popped out at me and pretty much was like that ice-cold glass of water in my face. I just went, she said, put it in perspective. She's so right. Oh my God, she's so right. And it was pretty coincidental that over the weekend I had been looking around on social media and I came across a beautiful lady who was doing a video blog talking about her life and what she was going through with stage 4 breast cancer. She was talking about how she had decided to stop treatment. Hospice was called. That is what she was talking about. I found her very interesting, so I went back to posts that she had done prior to this one. She really was lovely, strong. She's a fighter. She's still fighting. She just gave me a new way to look at things. And I just want to thank her heart to heart for opening herself up to share her story online with everybody, with the world. And then when Melanie said, put it in perspective, kind of all came together for me. And I know there is nothing I can't do. Any issues that I'm dealing with, I just have to face them head on, and I either fix them, or maybe they can't be fixed, and that's something I have to accept. So I ask you all to join me, or just think about it. You know, if you're facing a really rough time, try and put it in perspective. Your situation is unique. Mine is. All of our situations are unique. But like my mom says, somebody else can always have it worse. That includes ourselves. Could be worse. I think it's time to turn some lemons into lemonade. Let's put these sourpuss thoughts into a nice big glass pitcher with a bunch of sugar. Gonna add some water, stir it up, Martha Stewart style, with a glass stir stick. Might be a little cold for this, but who cares? We need some lemonade. And you know what? I don't care if you're drinking it out of a can. It doesn't have to be fresh lemonade. We're just, you get what I'm saying. It could be a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon. I don't care. We're going to toast to us. Because as hard as it gets, we're going to do what we got to do to get out of that rabbit hole and keep on going. All right? All right. Well, thanks, friends. You know, I won't lie. I mean, this podcast is for me as much as it is for you. This felt really good to just kind of open up a little bit. I know I kind of sound like puppies and rainbows and all that stuff sometimes. It's no lie. I want to make people feel better. But at the same time, I want to keep it real. And I struggle too. So thank you, friends, for being here. And together, we can get through it. Perspective. It's a really great tool. So that wraps up another episode of Hello Cancer Friends. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate it. I know I sound a little crazy today, kind of going off the deep end, but you know, I'm back on the beach. Everything's good. And big scan day tomorrow. Cheers and blessings to you if you've got tests and scans coming up. We can do this. I'll look forward to talking to you next week. I'll give you all the details. Woohoo! I'm sure you'll be waiting. I hope you have a really great week. Take good care of yourselves. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.